Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In recent weeks, I alerted you to not only pay attention to the massive $39 trillion in U.S. Treasury debt, but to the entire federal government debt liabilities and unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs in excess of the government's assets by more than $130 trillion. This is more than four times the annual gross domestic product of America. There is absolutely no way it can ever be paid off in U.S. dollars at their current purchasing power. So what will the politicians do? They can massively cut government spending by at least 90%. But that won't happen because spending is how politicians buy votes to get reelected. They can raise taxes, but it won't be possible to raise taxes many times higher than all the income and assets of every American. Although tax levels may rise, they won't prevent the financial collapse of the government. The federal government could also try to borrow funds, but there simply aren't enough assets and income of Americans cover more than a tiny fraction of what is owed. And the more the government tried to borrow, the higher would be the interest cost, further adding to debt and liabilities. That leaves the main option to cover this $130 trillion hole is by ramping up inflation of the money supply and destroying the value of the U.S. dollar over the next few years. It will be much easier to pay off $130 trillion in liabilities and debt when a single cup of coffee costs $1,000 or more dollars. Over the centuries, countless governments tried to pay off their debts by inflation of the money supply. They all failed. That even happened in America's Revolutionary War, where early continental currency carried denominations as low as 1/6 of a dollar. Within 3 years, the denominations ran as high as $80 before the currency failed. Those in the new nation who owned physical gold and silver survived the Revolutionary War financially much better than those with none. Unfortunately, 250 years later, politicians are again sacrificing the purchasing power of the dollar. Are you prepared? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.